Sports, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Georgia's election board, with new appointees loyal to Donald Trump, votes along party lines to force the hand counting of all ballots on election night. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
And the attorney general of the state of Georgia just yesterday, a Republican as well, told the board that this rule, as well as others they were considering, were well outside the scope of their authority, that they did not comply with Georgia law. The board passed them anyway, despite a lot of testimony from Georgians and others that this was going to cause problems.
Vice President Kamala Harris focuses on abortion rights during a campaign stop in Georgia today.
The vice president highlighted the death of a woman due to sepsis who was denied timely medical care because of Georgia's strict abortion restrictions. Those restrictions follow the Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, for which former President Trump takes credit.
These hypocrites want to start talking about this is in the best interest of women and children? Well, where you been?
Harris added the women of America won't stand for it.
It should not be the government or Donald Trump telling her what to do with her body.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina tomorrow. Israel's Defense Forces spokesman says specific airstrikes in Beirut have killed top Hezbollah leaders. Hezbollah confirms the death of Commander Ibrahim Akil. The BBC's Daniel DeSimone is in Beirut.
The Israeli military has said that when it carried out this airstrike, Ibrahim Akil and other senior Hezbollah commanders were meeting to plot attacks on Israeli citizens, particularly in the north of the country.
Discussing the findings of an internal review on the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump in July, Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe says they found complacency issues and communication breakdowns.
What has become clear to me is we need a shift in paradigm in how we conduct our protective operations. As was demonstrated on Sunday in West Palm Beach, the threat level is evolving and requires this paradigm shift.
South Carolina has put inmate Freddie Owens to death, the state's first execution in 13 years. He was convicted of the 1997 killing of a Greenville convenience store clerk during a robbery, and while on trial, Owens killed an inmate at a county jail. In Fremont County, Idaho. Chad Daybell's former house and outbuildings are demolished. Daybell was convicted and sentenced to death for killing his then-wife, Tammy, and his new wife, Lori Vallow's two children, Tylee and JJ, who were found in shallow graves on Daybell's property. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest on the Kennedy ballot case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Friday they will be deciding whether or not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will need to remain on the ballot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will be trying to reach a decision as expeditiously as possible, as election clerks have already begun sending out absentee ballots with Kennedy's name on them. Kennedy has been trying to remove his name from the ballot in battleground states in an effort to not take away votes from Donald Trump, whom he endorsed in August. Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we won't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes. Obviously, I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers 3 games back of the National League's best record. Same 2 teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower or storm possible tomorrow afternoon and evening, high in the low 80s. Partly sunny, much cooler, only upper 60s Sunday. A few showers are possible right in through Monday. It's 71 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris' stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
Hey, Kutiki, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Hey, let me just give a quick shout-out, too, before we get to our guests. We are here at the Minnesota State Fair at the West End Market, and tomorrow Haley will be joining me. And we're at the Native Roots Trading Post doing a brisk business here, all except for the rain. But we are so happy to see Robert Lilligren. Welcome, as always, Robert.
Yeah, bonjour, Robert. Bonjour, Haley. It's great to be here. I always appreciate having me on, and I wasn't quite sure where you were, Robert. I know you get around. You're at the Democratic National Convention. Now you're at the Minnesota State Fair. You're just a well-traveled guy.
Well, you know what Governor Wall said last night, you know, we're not going to rest until we're dead. So I guess that's what I'm doing. And it's great to talk to you. And let's talk a little bit about what happened. I was there Monday and Tuesday. Cool. And last night, I was crying most of the night. So, really.
Same here. And just you could tell the convention hall was just full of emotion. The speeches were beautiful and heartfelt, from the super celebrities like Oprah to Walt and then his family. It was just really special. And you can just feel the energy, even through the TV. I'm watching it on TV. But I remember I was at the Democratic National Convention in 2008 in Denver when then Senator Obama got the Democratic nomination. And it, from what I can see on TV, it looks like there's that feeling in the hall there where you know you're making history, you know you're doing something special. I can't wait to hear Kamala Harris's speech tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was exciting, too, was the other 2 days and all the speakers, you know, Robert F. Kennedy or John F. Kennedy's grandson, Jimmy Carter's grandson. I mean, I love history, Robert, and it was just really fun and amazing to see those speakers and then be around all that energy.
Right. I'm sure. I can't wait to hear more about it. And if you remember, even in 2008, which is now 16 years ago, which kind of blows my mind. But, you know, at the convention, so 16 years ago, I would have been, what, 40-something, 44 or something like that. So I was kind of in the generational bridge, right? But there were party elders there that were very aware that there was a new electorate and that the role of party people was to how to hand this over, right, in a respectful, responsible way to the new electorate. And people were very deliberate about that. And then after a couple of terms of President Obama, that kind of submerged for a minute there, right? But that new electorate is roaring back, and I can't wait to see what happens this November.
Yeah, absolutely. Just amazing. The vibe was cool. And Peggy Flanagan, our lieutenant governor, was on the podium introducing people. I got a selfie with her. I saw Tom, saw all these people. And then last night, the delegation, the Minnesota delegation, wouldn't leave. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't. I did. They wouldn't leave the auditorium.
Chanting for, as I'm watching MSNBC, they had them on, and they were cheering for a good 45 minutes to an hour after the whole convention was over.
I love it. Yeah, the Minnesota delegation can be fired up, right? That's I remember, again, my one experience at a national convention, and we had the most diverse delegation of any state, diverse racially, diverse gender, and diverse by age. We had the youngest delegate in the convention, and we'd come in, and, it was just out of control, loud. We had Archie Ryback, our then mayor, as one of our chairs, and he's such a great sort of cheerleader, rabble-rouser, and people would be like, this is Minnesota? This is the Minnesota delegation? And we're like, damn right, this is Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. It was. And I saw our mayor of St. Paul leading the cheers, so I know what you're saying. And we had Obama and her husband on, and amazing.
Those Obama speeches were fire. That was amazing, especially Michelle Obama. And I had a political friend over, and we were watching the convention. And just when Michelle was introduced and just the way she walked out, and I said to my friend, I said, she is going to throw down. And she sure did. That was probably the best speech of hers I've ever seen.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was crazy. Totally crazy. And I just seeing all these superstars too. I got, I'm the old selfie king back in the day, Robert, and seeing all these, I was kind of lurking around and jumping out there and getting selfies with all these people that really mean a lot to democracy and ourselves.
Sure. Oh, so cool. So cool. And then I also know, we see what we see on TV, sort of prime time or it runs over. But when you're there, there's so much more going on, both within on the convention floor and then in caucus meetings and trainings and networking and events. It's a very rich experience.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just really proud to be a Democrat and being out there. There's some protesting going on, but, I love talking about my maturity as a voter. Is I'm not a one-person voter. One subject. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't be. And, if we had a parliamentary multi-party system, proportional representation, that might mean a bit of a different thing. But in our two-party system, our fundamentally two-party system, you kind of have to pick. And I really appreciated Michelle Obama's statement about, we can't be Goldilocks voters, right? We can't wait till everything's just right. We got to get out and vote.
And absolutely.
That's really good guidance.
Yeah, well, you've been around for a while and you've been to these conventions.
I know I'm old, Robert. You don't have to remind me.
I didn't say you've been around a long, long, long time. No, but you've been around, and this is, like you said, a replay of 2008, and it's really exciting that we can get our young ones involved, because really some of our young voters have never seen anything other than Trump and in that mess. And right. We got to go back to civility and also be positive and happy, like what's happening now with the Democrats.
Right, right. And that is so true. And even early on in Harris's presidential campaign, the word joy kept surfacing, you know, and it's like, yeah, I'll take joy. I could use a little joy these days. And what's wrong with that? Right. We can be happy, right? We have to give ourselves permission almost. It's been so grim for the last years between the Trump presidency and then the COVID and, you know, the situations in Israel and Gaza. I'm ready to find something to be happy about. And I'm very happy. And, you know, now as we're looking at polls, you know, there's momentum, right, on the Harris side, and that's going to keep growing with the focus on the DNC, and then there's always that lift right afterward. But when you get into the polls, there's very encouraging news there. And for example, in Arizona, Harris is now up 25 with Hispanic Latino voters. And so those are kind of some kind of bellwether demographics within the polling are really indicating positive things.
Hey, we're here with Robert Milligren. Let's take a quick break and talk some more. We also have Governor Evers coming up too, so maybe we'll take a quick listen to him and get back with our friend Robert. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio live at the fair. Come see us. Ho-wah.